Tonight we're going to look at a man named Caleb. Not much text is given to this man, but what is said about him is truly remarkable. His name is commonly considered to mean dog, so it doesn't even have a fancy name. But nevertheless, we know him as a companion in faithfulness to Joshua. Many families, as mine, have a Joshua and a Caleb. I have a brother named Caleb. You know that, right? And I know exactly why my parents did that. Because in the scriptures, they are paired together, and paired together for a good reason. They were faithful. They were faithful men. All right, so what's happening? Let's just talk a little bit about the context here. The people have been in the promised land now for about 5 years. All right, so in that time frame, they have been battling and seeking to gain the territories that God had promised to them. Now the time has come for the land to be divided up as Moses had instructed them. And this was an instruction by Moses in Numbers chapter 34. The land was to be divided up by lots. And so the lot would be cast, and of course Joshua and Eleazar, the high priest, were to be in charge of that process. And so this is just for your factual knowledge. Before they went across the Jordan River, 2.5 tribes desired land on the eastern side of the Jordan. The tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and a half of the tribe of Manasseh. So that was granted to them. So that was their inheritance. But they had to promise that they would send all of their fighting forces across the Jordan River to help the other tribes to gain conquest of the promised land. So now that has happened, and these fighting forces of Reuben and Gad and half of Manasseh are over there battling and gaining territory with the greater group of the people of Israel. As they reach this point now where it says that Joshua is old and stricken in years in chapter 13, verse 1. Anybody here tonight old and stricken in years? I'm joking. You don't have to raise your hand for that one, but you can use your imagination of what that might mean. Joshua did live to the ripe old age of 110. But Joshua is old, and the time is coming that the land needs to be divided out so each tribe can take care of their territory and gain it. We're going to see now that as this process comes forth, verse 6 begins what we're going to look at tonight. So Joshua 14, verse 6, we read, "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea." All right, so all this conquest has taken place. Now time has come for the tribes to receive their inheritance. And the children of Judah step forward. And Caleb, already by Moses back in Numbers 34, Caleb was designated as the prince of Judah. He was designated as the spokesperson. He was going to be the one who would lead the people of Judah. And Moses declared that back in Numbers 34. And so, of course, here comes Caleb, and he speaks for the people of Judah. Now, just a comment or two about Judah. What do we know about the tribe of Judah? Well, we do know that the tribe of Judah was one of the few that received a very positive blessing from their father Jacob. And part of that blessing was that the scepter shall not depart from them. You also ought to be aware that it is the tribe of Judah from which David comes, King David. And of course, then, if that be true, then it's the tribe of Judah from which Jesus comes. So Caleb is in a very noteworthy tribe, one that has received great blessing from the Lord. So Caleb is speaking to Joshua. Now these men are probably very similar in age, although Joshua may be a bit older. And they both went through the same situation back in the wilderness, sent into the land as spies. Joshua, of course, was chosen by the Lord to become the next leader of the people of Israel after Moses. Caleb was not. I want us to notice tonight that there's nothing mentioned about that. All that Caleb is asking for is what the Lord had told him was his. He speaks to Joshua and he says, "You know the thing the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and you, both of us, in that place Kadesh Barnea." That's a throwback all the way back to when they were the spies. Verse 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. This will be the theme tonight of our message. I wholly followed the Lord my God. And what does it mean to be one man or woman, child, who wholly follows after the Lord your God? This is not the only place that this is mentioned. Let me keep on reading, and I want you to pay attention to this phrase, followed or wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9 reads, "And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be your inheritance, and your children's forever, because you have," what? "Wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old." That's 85 years old. "And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me." Anybody give a witness on that one? You're 40, 85, still as strong. All right, so I am strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. And therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Key phrase. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was the great man among the Anakim, and the land at rest for more. I trust you see this phrase jump out at you. Wholly followed the Lord. The original language implies the idea of just being filled up after, or fully satisfied, or just completely after the Lord my God. It's just, you're all in. You're all in. This phrase is used to describe Caleb several times in the book of Numbers, and once in Deuteronomy, and then in this passage in Joshua. This phrase, from what I can tell, seems to be reserved for Caleb in the scriptures. That is an interesting point. I'd like us to now just refresh ourselves with what took place that kind of put Caleb on the radar. So I want you to go back for a moment here to Numbers chapter 13. We've already studied this in the background of Joshua's life, but we didn't talk much about Caleb. And if we're going to understand what it means to be a man or woman who is wholly following after the Lord your God, we need to really understand how he came to be known as that. So, you know, this description is a description of what? Well, you're going to see it is a description of a man who believes God. If God says that's our land, then I don't care how big the giants are and how high the walls are, we can take the land. Why? It's not because our strength. It's because God said so. It's because the Lord said it was our land. I emphasize in our reading in Joshua 14 that very point. As the Lord said, Caleb, that's what he was saying to Joshua. He reminded, the Lord said this, so I hold to it. I believe that. So I want you to be thinking about, am I one who is wholly devoted, wholly following after the Lord? What does that mean? Well, do I believe what the Lord says? If the Lord says something, then I hold to that. I embrace that, and I live according to that. All right, I have you in Numbers chapter 13. People of Israel, they're all gathered at Kadesh Barnea. Moses sends out the spies to go check out the land. And they are then returning from the land, and in verse 26 and following, you see them giving a report, and they make a big deal, especially about the giants, the children of Anak. But in verse 30 of Numbers 13, look at what it says. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." That's what he said. He said, "Listen, people, calm down," because they were getting all worked up because the 10 spies, they were saying this would be crazy. They were bringing a evil report, an exaggerated report, and we talked about that. But Caleb stilled them, and he interjected plain, simple truth. "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." And why does he speak with such confidence? Because the Lord said, "This is your inheritance. This is your land." Well, we know that the people brought that evil report, verse 32. They made much of the giants in verse 33. The people are weeping in chapter 14 and verse 1. They want to go back to Egypt. It's a big mess. Everything is falling apart. Verse 6 of chapter 14. Look at what happens in verse 6. Joshua the son of Nun and the Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. This being a sign of great lament, of great sorrow at what's happening. It's also attention. That's an attention-getting thing. And they spake, verse 7, unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through. Now, this is Joshua and Caleb. It doesn't say who is actually speaking, but one of them. The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not you against the Lord, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the people wanted to stone them. Now, before we get worked up about this, the difference is perspective and memory. The perspective is, what are you looking at? You're looking at your circumstances and surroundings and the giants in the light in your life? Or are you looking at the power of God? Your memory, do you remember what the Lord has said? Or have you forgotten and it's been clouded out with all the comments of others around you? Well, so we see Caleb standing up here and proclaiming common sense truth in light of God's declared truth. What God said, this is your land. Come on, people. This is our land. But that's not the way they saw it, of course. Think about it. 10 were not in favor of going in. Think about the intensity of the moment. The intensity of people picking up stones with one intention in mind. They wanted to kill you. The pressure had to be intense for these men to say, okay, all right, let's not do it. But you don't see that, do you? Now, God spared them. I mean, they picked up the stones, but at that very moment, it says the glory of God descended upon the tabernacle, which would have had an effect of basically saying, back off. Joshua and Caleb remained faithful. They stood their ground for the Lord. Wholly followed after the Lord your God. So Joshua and Caleb spoke up under intense pressure, which would have required a tremendous amount of courage and a trust in God. They demonstrated this trust. You know, even in that process, they demonstrated a love for their own people. They wanted what was best for them, didn't they? They knew what God had said, and they wanted, they longed, they rent their clothes that their people might understand this is God's blessing and will. They loved their people. They saw the land through the lens of the promises and the power of God. The other 10 spies saw the land through a lens that left God out of the picture completely. They didn't even mention the Lord. All they mentioned were the giants. Of course, without God, they would fail, and fail they did. Well, in chapter, no, I'm still in Numbers. Numbers 14, verse 24. We see the Lord's words concerning Caleb. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. Other translations use the word different there. Because he had a different spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. This is the word of the Lord concerning Caleb. And what does the Lord recognize? The Lord recognized that Caleb had a different spirit. He recognizes that Caleb fully followed after him. Wow. Wouldn't it be great to hear the Lord say that of you? Say that of me? Joshua, you fully followed after me. You know that Jesus speaks of something similar in a parable he tells in the New Testament. And these men that were given talents were to use them wisely. And the ones that did so, as they stood before their Lord, he looked at them and he said, what? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. And for all intents and purposes here, this is what Caleb is being told. He's called the servant, my servant of the Lord. He's got a different spirit. You've followed me fully. Him I'm going to bring into the land. Well, as we continue on this journey of what does it mean to be one who fully follows after the Lord, I go to Numbers 32. Of course, you remember then that the people of Israel, they changed their mind. They tried to go and do battle, and they failed, and then they were just kicked back out into the wilderness to wander for another 38 years. And they wandered for 38 years, and then they came back. And Moses dies, and then Joshua leads them across. But in Numbers chapter 32, notice what it says in verse 11. Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. See, that was an important thing to the Lord. It was an important thing. That's how he's measuring these people. His measuring stick is, are you wholly following after me? They were not, and so they didn't go in the land. But verse 12 says, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. I mean, yet in the picture here, the Lord is making a big deal about this. This is the Lord's way of separating these people and making the distinction. Those who fully, wholly follow after him. Well, Deuteronomy chapter 1, you don't have to turn there, but verse 36, Caleb's inheritance from the Lord. We read, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Deuteronomy 1:36. And notice what it says, I will give him the land that he has trodden upon. What is that referring to? As a spy, he went through a certain section of the land, and that land that he went on was to be his inheritance. That's what Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 1. So now we're removed 5-6 years or so, and Caleb is remembering what the Lord had said through Moses. And in Joshua 14, he brings the people of Judah up and he says unto Joshua, do you remember what the Lord said to Moses? Well, we know that the Lord gives, through Joshua, Caleb, Hebron. Hebron was the place where the giants were believed to have lived. Well, the Bible says that's where they lived. When you see the Anakim, when you see Arabah, Joshua now, chapter 14, verse 15, you see these names, Arabah, Anakim. These are names of the giants of the land. And the Bible describes just massive, massive men, mighty warriors, tall. It is commonly thought that possibly Goliath was descendant of them. But nevertheless, just giants. High-walled cities. I guess if you're a giant, you have to make your wall a little higher, just for perspective's sake, right? But nevertheless, this was his inheritance, and it was Hebron, that's the name that it was called. Well, Caleb conquers this land. Go over in chapter 15, verse 13. And we read this, and unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, and the city of Arba the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman and Tamai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sephir. I just want you to notice something here. Caleb says, give me this mountain, because this was his inheritance. This is the land that he trod upon as a spy. And it was told him by God, because of your faithfulness, this is for you. So Caleb says, give this to me. He does not say, conquer it for me, and then take it. I'll take it. He says, just tell me it's mine, and I will go and claim it. And so Joshua does so, and Caleb goes, and he claims his land for himself. And you know what? This is the land where the giants are. And the very giants that these 10 spies were all concerned about, and all up in arms about, this was the place that Caleb went through and spied out. And he saw these giants, he saw their high-fenced cities, and yet he remained faithful to the word of the Lord. Lord, if you said this is our land, you'd know about the giants, right, Lord? I believe, Lord, what you say. And this was the very land that Caleb received as his inheritance. And he went in and he drove them out. Giants. It's not like God gave him just an easy task. That God said, oh, here, this should be an easy... No, these were the giants of the land. You know, as we think about this, Caleb believed God the first time as a spy. Now we see Caleb believing God as the leader of his people. He's got a pretty good track record, doesn't he? A track record of faithfulness. A track record of remembering what the Lord says. Are we that kind of people? Are we a people that have a track record of remembering what the Lord has said and believing it? Living according to it. This is really what faith is and what it means to be a man or woman of faith. I know that you know about Hebrews chapter 11. Caleb's not mentioned by name in this chapter, but I want you to listen to verses 30 and following. And I want you to see if you can pick out Caleb. Can you find him? Hebrews 11, verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, dens, caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Did you find Caleb? Did you see him in there? Anybody? Conquering kingdoms. Anything else? Conquering kingdoms. About obtaining promises. Right? God said, this is going to be your land, and he went after it. How about waxing valiant in fight? Courage. Turning to flight the armies of the aliens, those who did not belong, the giants. Caleb is one who wholly followed after the Lord. This is how he is known. This is his reputation for all ages. And so my prayer is that I and that we are men and women who have such a reputation of being one who wholly follows after the Lord. That we might be known as that kind of person. What does that mean? What does it take? It takes paying attention to what the Lord has said and holding that up and saying, this is what I believe. And trusting him all the way through. Well, God, I thank you for this example from Caleb, and I thank you for giving us this reputation, this understanding of how you viewed him. And Lord, I thank you for the many examples that we have had in our lives of those who wholly follow after you. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for King David, a man after your own heart. I thank you for Isaiah, who said, here am I, send me. Thank you for Samuel. When he heard the voice of the Lord, he said, speak. I thank you for Jesus Christ, who when he was just a boy, he was in the temple and he said, I am busy about my Father's business. Lord, we are thankful for the Apostle Paul, who gave his all that others might hear your truth. Lord, may we have this set of us. In Jesus' name, amen.